Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Democracy Awakening, Notes on the State of America by Heather Cox. Richardson is a pivotal examination of the ongoing challenges and transformations facing the American democracy. Richardson, a renowned historian and political analyst, crafts a compelling narrative by blending historical context, current events analysis, and reflective commentary. Her distinctive voice and expertise enable readers to comprehend how the present moment is inextricably linked to the nation's intricate past. The book serves as both a cautionary tale and a call to action, urging citizens to recognize the fragility of democratic systems. Through thoughtful essays, Richardson traces the origins of foundational American ideals and exposes threats posed by political polarization, misinformation, and the undermining of democratic norms. She also shines a light on the resilience and potential for renewal contained within the American spirit. Democracy Awakening is more than an assessment of political events. It is an exploration of the American identity, the mechanics of democracy, and the responsibilities of citizenship. Through meticulous research and storytelling, Richardson invites readers to grapple with difficult truths and envision pathways toward a more equitable and vibrant democracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical arc of American democracy. Heather Cox Richardson begins by contextualizing contemporary America within its broader historical trajectory. She argues that understanding the founding principles, such as liberty, equality, and representative government, is crucial for recognizing both the nation's triumphs and its recurring struggles. The book outlines key turning points, including Reconstruction, the Civil Rights Movement, and moments of expansion and retrenchment in the American political system. Richardson makes clear that threats to democracy are not new, but part of an ongoing struggle over who is included in the American project. By documenting repeated attempts to expand and, at times, contract the concept of who counts as an American, Richardson demonstrates how historical memory influences current debates about rights, citizenship, and political participation. This topic establishes the foundation for why vigilance and engagement are essential for maintaining a healthy democratic system. Secondly, the erosion of democratic norms and institutions. A core focus of Richardson's analysis is the gradual but persistent erosion of democratic norms and institutions in the United States. She identifies critical threats such as partisan gerrymandering, voter suppression tactics, disinformation campaigns, and the politicization of the judiciary. Richardson explains how these forces, when unchecked, distort the principle of majority rule, undermine faith in electoral processes, and weaken checks and balances. The book traces recent examples where public trust in government has faltered due to scandals, political manipulation, or institutional gridlock. Richardson underscores that these challenges do not arise in a vacuum, but are often orchestrated to benefit specific individuals or groups at the expense of democratic ideals. Drawing connections between present-day events and historical precedents, she advocates for the restoration and protection of fair governmental processes as imperative for democracy's survival. Thirdly, media, misinformation, and the control of the narrative. Richardson devotes considerable attention to the influence of media and the spread of misinformation, highlighting how these elements can distort public understanding and sow division. She explores the growth of partisan news outlets, the proliferation of social media echo chambers, and the deliberate dissemination of fake news by both domestic and foreign actors. The author unpacks the psychology of information consumption, showing how narratives are constructed, manipulated, and weaponized. Richardson also discusses historical instances where the media played a role in advancing or suppressing social and political movements, drawing parallels to contemporary digital landscapes. Through this examination, readers gain an appreciation for the ways in which information flows shape public opinion, electoral outcomes, and democratic legitimacy. Richardson ultimately urges renewed commitment to media literacy, journalistic integrity, and critical engagement with information sources. Fourthly, the struggle for rights and inclusion. A recurring theme in Democracy Awakening is the ongoing fight for the rights and inclusion of marginalized groups. Richardson outlines the historical battles for civil rights, voting rights, and equal representation, explaining how progress has often been met with backlash and retrenchment. She discusses landmark legislation, grassroots activism, and Supreme Court decisions that have shaped the landscape of rights. Richardson also emphasizes that inclusion is not a fixed achievement, but a continuous process that requires vigilance and participation. By examining contemporary debates, such as immigration reform, gender equality, and systemic racism, she reveals how the struggle for justice remains central to the health of American democracy. This topic highlights the importance of coalitions, civic engagement, and the persistent efforts needed to fulfill the promises of the nation's founding documents. Lastly, paths forward: civic engagement and democratic renewal. The final major topic in Richardson's book is a forward-looking exploration of how Americans can reclaim and revitalize their democracy. She emphasizes the power of collective action, grassroots organizing, and individual responsibility in effecting change. Richardson points to historical examples where civic engagement turned the tide of national crises and encouraged reforms, such as during the Progressive Era or the mid-20th century civil rights movement. She encourages readers to participate in local and national elections, engage in informed debate, and hold leaders accountable. Richardson also underscores the importance of education and public dialogue in maintaining a vibrant democracy. This section serves as both a practical guide and a rallying cry, inspiring hope that, through steadfast commitment and shared purpose, the American project can endure and thrive. In conclusion, Democracy Awakening: Notes on the State of America is an essential read for anyone seeking to understand the currents shaping contemporary American politics and society. Richardson's expertise as a historian offers a unique lens through which readers can view today's events not as anomalies, but as part of a much longer struggle over the form and meaning of American democracy. This book is particularly valuable for students of history, political science, journalism, and engaged citizens concerned about the direction of their country. Those feeling disillusioned by partisanship, misinformation, or stagnation in public life will find both sobering truths and authentic hope in Richardson's analysis. Unlike many other books that focus narrowly on either historical or current events, Democracy Awakening seamlessly weaves the two together, offering actionable insights and a vision for renewal. Richardson's call for civic participation and vigilance reminds readers of their own agency and responsibility in shaping the future. This book stands out for its clarity, depth, and urgency, making it a powerful resource for anyone committed to safeguarding and improving democracy, not just as an abstract ideal, but as a living, evolving system dependent on everyday action. Investing in this book equips readers with knowledge, motivation, and a framework for understanding both the challenges and opportunities facing the nation today. It's a timely addition to the ongoing conversation about who we are as Americans and who we aspire to become. If you would like to support Heather Cox Richardson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.